White. Toowoomba, Queensland, Australia, October 15, 1899. Dear son Willie, I am this morning improving in health. I have been sustained on the journey remarkably well. Sarah was quite used up, carsick, and I had symptoms of carsickness. The roughness, the jolting and banging were quite severe. Sarah was just about done over, and I felt sorry for her. The pain in her eyes was severe, and her whole head was troubled. When it came to doing up the roll, she had help from the sleeping car porter. I slept well during the night, and had to keep quite still until we changed cars, at between 11 and 12. We had a compartment all to ourselves the rest of the way. Sarah and I lay down and slept considerably. We got to the station about sundown, should have been in the house hired for us before the sun set if we had come direct from the station, but there was considerable delay in the baggage being readily obtained. It was fully half an hour before we could get the things Brother Daniels was looking for. We then found a very nice cottage with three rooms ready for us, for Herbert Lacey, Sister Graham, and Sarah, and a front room for me with a good bed and well furnished, quite as large as our parlor. Sarah and I board ourselves. We have the food we brought from home, oranges and lemons. The first meetings have not represented the Brisbane meeting by a long ways. Brother Daniel spoke Sabbath evening to about 50. Sabbath forenoon Brother Tenney spoke. In the afternoon, about 100 were present. My voice called in about 20 more before I closed my talk. The Spirit of the Lord was in the meeting. This is a beautiful place. From the front window we see afar off before us up the hill, where most of the large buildings are located. Brother Daniels is making arrangements for me to ride out this Sunday morning. Yesterday clouds gathered in the heavens and did not pass away until about the time I was to speak. Then there was soon clearness. We had a most clear, moonshiny night, and this morning there is not a cloud. The weather yesterday was rather cool, and Friday night Brother Daniels borrowed two rugs of us to supply someone's deficiencies. Last night the weather was just nice, not too hot or too cool, just perfect. Today seems perfect. The atmosphere is bracing, the sky cloudless, and the sun shining makes it very pleasant. We know not what this day may bring forth. We hope to see many more people out. Brother Tenney says there are more than he expected to see. Brethren Daniels and Tenney visited me yesterday morning. I was pained to look upon the face of Brother Tenney. It seemed full and bloated, as you have seen in the face of a drinking man. He seems better health-wise, but I would not be surprised that any time he should have an attack of apoplexy. I do not think anything of devising or planning, anything that brings perplexity, should come upon him. Brother Daniel says he is clear in his Bible readings and when preaching, but when preparations are to be made, he does not manifest tact and good judgment. I am feeling more natural today. My eyes are not so sunken in my head, and if I speak short time, I need not bring on exhaustion. I did speak short Sabbath, held myself back as with bit and bridle. This I must do, else I shall not be worth much. I shall speak today from 1 John 3, Behold, what manner of love, etc. I think if it were not for the Maitland meeting that is following close upon this, I should be tempted to remain here a few days, but as it is shall speed right along home. I am hoping that something will be done to complete and get out some books, for the people need them very much. I cannot see why some books cannot be completed without further delay, and the parables closed up. They need not be held in Marian's hands any longer. The Lord help is my earnest prayer, that these books shall no longer be delayed. When once out, my mind will be at ease in regard to the many things I am always feeling burdened to write. This must go before 11 o'clock this morning. I have not said much but will send it, thinking you would be pleased to hear. I am very desirous that this place shall have the very best impression made upon minds. But Willie, I do not think the appearance of Brother Tenney is such as to make a good impression. His countenance bears the impression of a man that uses spirituous liquors. We know it is not the case, but others will thus be impressed. I do feel so sorry for him. I think I spoke to you in reference to that place in view for a sanitarium. If that brother on the place now deems his chance of securing fruit of so much value as £30, it cannot be of as much value to the sanitarium after having to have the orchard cared for and the fruit picked and canned as it shall develop. It would bring the crop high for the sanitarium. Brother Radley can tell in regard to this matter. If you should conclude to take it, orchard and all, I think I shall pitch a tent on the ground and spend some time there, unless I attend more camp meetings. I think if I was away a while and rusticating, I should improve decidedly health-wise, but this is only a thought. I pray the Lord will give you all wisdom to choose the very best location. As far as the surroundings are concerned, the judgment of you all must balance the question. We should not be too near Catholics, but I think they are at about equal distance in both places you are viewing. I have felt since I left home, especially Friday, that we must do more praying. I am casting my burdens upon the Lord, and He will manage for me. I shall not lay my burdens upon you, and no one must lay my household burdens on you. You have abundance in your own family to take your time and thoughtful care, and the multiplicity of burdens in connection with the cause and work of God draws you hither and thither, and you have no extra mental powers to exhaust on my family concerns. I shall not expect it, and I do not want they should come to you with my troubles. I shall, as long as I have a household of workers, stand as first in the management of this household business, and shall, when I can no longer do this, dismiss my workers and let them go under the supervision of someone who can use them. I will now close this letter, for I expect the team for me any moment. I think you have too much now to carry, and I am praying about all these matters. And to have your home filled up with those who are not your family, you have been instructed it is not best for your family's prosperity. You have too many visitors and boarders. In haste, Mother. I was so sorry that Maggie did not give me copies of the last mails. I hope she has sent them to me at this place.